Hello, you're listening to the Feel Good Factor. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're new here, I'm Susmita Veganosaurus. Nice to meet you. Become a tribester, join the Feel Good tribe. Go to my website veganosaurus.com/newsletter and sign up for my newsletter. All right, on to today's episode. Here's a secret to living a high-quality, deeply fulfilling life. We simply have to do more things that feed our creativity, feed our souls, and less things, or probably, ideally, no things which suck the energy, suck the life out of us, suck our soul out. Sometimes, this is very easy, very simple to distinguish between the two. For example, somebody might love creating art, you know, doing something on paper, drawing, painting. They lose themselves in it. They go into deep flow state while they're working on it. Flow state is something I've spoken about a lot on the podcast, but I've specifically gone deeper into it on episode 95, where I've shared tips on how to tap into deep flow state. So you can listen to 95 later after you're done with this episode. But the important thing is to be able to do more activities, more work that gets you into flow state. Now, the same artist that I'm talking about who likes to paint or draw, do something on paper, lose themselves in it, the same person might feel like, oh, I need to get onto WhatsApp and chat on a specific group because they feel obligated to do it. Not because they enjoy it, but because they feel like, oh, you know, my family expects this or other people expect it or my presence is required. Whatever reason, they're not happy about it. But they spend time doing it, and by the time they're done discussing their reading those messages and then getting out, they feel very depleted, they feel drained of energy, they don't feel very nice, they feel heavy, not light. So in this case, it's very clear, right, what feeds our creativity and soul and what doesn't. It's very easy for us to identify. I'm sure you can think of several things which make you feel lighter and more uplifted because you did that. And then a few things, or even few people, you know, talking to them, where you can think, you can think of them and know that, okay, you know, any kind of interaction here, any kind of doing any work here in this space drains me and doesn't make me feel good. When things are clear, you know, it's at least easy. I'm not saying we can avoid all the difficult stuff or the soul-sucking stuff all the time, but we can definitely drastically reduce it. Like, we can start by doing that, and you'll see that over time, you actually feel like you've been feeling like you need to do certain things which you don't need to do at all. So you can eliminate those and increase the uplifting activities. But what happens is, in today's, you know, in the world we live in today, the social media-centric world, sometimes we aren't able to differentiate between the two. We're not able to realize whether something is actually feeding your creative soul, fulfilling you, or whether you believe it is, you think it is, because it gives you a temporary spike in dopamine. You know, it makes you happy, but in a very transient way, but it makes you happy. So you're not able to differentiate between the two. So how do we differentiate it? How do we know whether something is actually fulfilling our soul, feeding our creativity, uplifting us, or if it is pretending to do that but actually sucking our energy out? This tricky little balance. We all like validation. It's human nature. We like to be told, hey, this is great. You know, there is a little bit of narcissism in all of us. There is ego which likes to be praised. It exists in all of us, different levels, in different people, but it's there. So what happens with social media is we often create things for social media because the reward we expect out of it is validation. I used to post a lot more often on Instagram earlier, though now I've stepped away and for various reasons, and that helps me. But, you know, when I was very regularly posting on Instagram, I'd actually love creating the carousel posts. I'd spend hours just, you know, artistically designing it, writing the words, and also writing the long caption, all of it, and then posting it. And that used to feel amazing. But then I had the habit of going and checking, oh, you know, how many likes do I have? How many comments do I have? And if I didn't have enough interaction on that particular post, I'd feel bad. I'd feel like, oh, you know, was this even useful? Why did I do it? Was there a point of posting this? All this work, all this effort. And yeah, nobody's, you know, really liking it or sharing it or whatever, you know, all those, the vanity metrics. I would look at those vanity metrics a few years ago. Then I learned to stop doing it. So that became a way for me to measure whether I'm doing something because it's feeding my creativity or because I'm expecting validation out of it. So even for you, this is the way you figure it out. If you feel like, you know, making a reel. Right now, a lot of people make reels, right? So making a reel or posting a series of stories, or whatever happens on Insta and other social media. Doing that, making that, creating that makes me feel really good. I'm good at it. I'm, you know, I find it fulfilling and it's beautiful. If you feel all of that and you're posting, but after you post, you step away and it does not matter to you whether, you know, if people are liking it, commenting on it, sharing it, doesn't matter what the algorithm does to it. The algorithm is just not your, like, you're not even bothered. You don't even look at the insights. It doesn't even matter to you because the reward from that whole process is from the creation. By creation, the creation of it is the reward. So just doing that and putting it out there and surrendering it and letting it go and thinking like, okay, wherever this message has to reach, like, you know, and this is all under the assumption you're doing something useful or something meaningful for the world, not just some random stuff, right? Well, less random and more of the useful, meaningful stuff. That's what you're creating. And then you do it and you leave it and you walk away and then it doesn't even matter to you. You probably don't even know, did two people like this, did, you know, five people share this? None of it matters to you. Just having put it out there in the world, that itself brings you deep fulfillment. Then you know, yeah, this is what I like to do. This is what feeds my creativity. And this is a platform I put it on simply because I just tend to use that platform. It doesn't matter. In fact, if you created it and never posted it, not another soul in the world saw it, you would still be happy because you had the opportunity, that feeling of flow, to the inspiration or whatever it is to be able to create that particular thing. That is a, you know, it's purely creative for you. And just that, if that is enough, then the posting, sharing, wherever you put it, that's secondary. You do it because it's a tool. You put it out there, okay, fine. If it's going to lead to something, wonderful. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter. That way, you can truly test every time you share something, post something, put, not even share and post, right? Before that, every time you put your effort into creating something to put out into the world. And yes, I gave social media as an example, but I'm talking about anywhere. Whether you're sending an email to your mailing list, whether like me right now, you know, how I'm recording this. If you're recording a podcast or a YouTube video, you're posting it, sharing it, putting out into the world. And that's it. That itself has been the reward, doing that. And you surrender to a higher energy. Idam Na Mama, you know, listen to episode 100 if you want to know what Idam Na Mama is about. And then you just let it go and you're like, hey, here, take this and let it go do whatever it's supposed to do in the world and forget about it. If you're able to do that, then, yes, you know, as a tool, if you go back to see, okay, you know, what kind of impression, like if you're doing it as a part of building a brand or a business, right? And you look, you do go and look at the analytics. You do look at, you know, not the vanity metrics, like who liked this and who commented some, oh, cute or whatever, you know, some meaningless comment, not that. But the actual analytics of, okay, who actually went and clicked your website who listened to this podcast episode, signed up for your mailing list perhaps, or who on your mailing list when they saw your latest newsletter, they responded to you or whatever, you know, clicked on certain links. Those are all analytical things which are done as tools. And if the answer to all of them is zero, you're still happy, but you're analyzing these things, looking at these things from the perspective of not anything personal, not any validation, but to see what's working and what's not, so that you can do more of it if needed. That's it. That's the only reason to go look at the feedback or the analytics, not for just simple validation. If you're able to do that, then you know, you have a tool here. You have a formula here to figure out what you're doing because it's feeding your soul versus what you're doing because you think it feeds your soul. And then when you don't get the result or the validation that you expected, it drains you and it makes it worse for you than if you never did it at all. All right, that's about it for today. If you'd like to be highly entertained, sometimes inspired, then come to the place that feeds my creative soul. My newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. Go to veganosaurus.com/newsletter. That is veganosaurus.com/newsletter. And sign up, become a tribester. I'll see you inside the tribe. Talk to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!